WTAW News Time, 7:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A 20-year-old Texas A&M student is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after being struck by a car at the intersection of University Drive and College Main just after 2 this morning. Police closed the roadway for about 2 hours to investigate the incident. Police did not say what led to the car driven by 18-year-old Omar Makawi, also a student, to hit Vaishnavi Narasimhan. The accident remains under investigation. Bryan police are asking for public assistance and finding out more about an aggravated robbery that occurred Tuesday evening. A 25-year-old male victim was in the parking lot of the iStop convenience store when he was approached by a Hispanic male. The suspect demanded a property, then shot the victim and fled in the victim's vehicle. The victim was transported to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. We'll have more information available online at WTAW.com. A second public hearing on the proposed closure of two railroad crossings south of Welburn takes place this evening at 5 in the Brazos County Commission meeting room. During the first gathering Monday night, Andrew Houdanish of Union Pacific said they can't move the location of a side rail 2 miles south from where Straub and Wade roads would be closed, which would affect 10 homes versus several hundred.
There's a whole ton of private driveways, and there's a couple of public roads down there, too. It only gives me a mile between those two sidings. Those are too close together for our operations. And I don't know what the topography is down there. Here, it's almost perfectly flat for our operation, which is what we want when we're building a siding, because I don't want to build it on the side of a hill and have my train roll away.
Houdanish says trains need about 2 miles of track to slow down, and the Welburn location provides enough distance from the next side rail to the south in Milliken. Next week's College Station City Council meeting will include a staff presentation on what a committee could consider for a bond election next year. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman says a long list includes transportation and mobility projects.
A lot of the technology and equipment we have in the field at our traffic signals are antiquated. It's 1980s, 1990s technology. So we need to update what's in the cabinets. We need to update what we have back in our server rooms. And then with that, give us the ability to make changes when necessary from the office.
Gilman says there will also be recommendations regarding parks and other city facilities when they make their presentation a week from tonight. Those attending a statewide agriculture conference in Bryan were encouraged to submit proposals to increase the state's water supply. The chairman of the Texas Water Development Board, Carlos Rubenstein, was among the speakers at the 26th annual Texas Plant Protection Association meeting.
The board has to undertake to utilize not less than 20% of the fund for conservation and reuse. The statute also says that we have to undertake to utilize not less than 10% of the fund for agricultural interests and rural Texas interests.
Rubenstein says with last year's voter approval of Proposition 6, there will be $8 billion of water projects in the next 10 years. The deadline for the first round of applications is February 3rd. Congress is preparing to vote on federal funding. Most programs would be covered for the rest of the fiscal year.
Because the president did the amnesty order, we ought to fund the Department of Homeland Security just with a CR, a short-term CR, so that we can have another bite at the apple to try to stop him on this beginning early next year when we've got a better Senate to deal with.
Bryan Congressman Bill Flores says Democrats are demanding removal of changes to the Dodd-Frank regulation of complex financial instruments and removing a provision that would sharply hike limits on donations to political parties. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.com. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyota Thon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 1/5/15.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion on sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Step up to a 2015 Ranger XP 900 and get a free 2-year extended service contract. Or grab an all-new 50-inch Razor 900 or 60-inch Razor S 900 at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control. And she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of Fit You can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Good morning. It's 713. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We'll certainly have some showers to contend with today. Lots of showers showing up on the radar. Highs today 60 to 65. Showers are also possible into tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. The weather does start to improve tomorrow. It becomes partly sunny, also becomes milder. Highs near 70. Partly cloudy with a low of 55 tomorrow night. The outlook for Saturday is for a nice start to the weekend. Lots of sunshine, highs near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking about a couple of Aggie athletes who are up for some awards. Courtney Walker for Texas A&M women's basketball and Shea Groom for Texas A&M soccer. Both of those ladies are hopefully in the running and hopefully might win these things. Coming up, talking about some college hoops as well as professional and some college football news. A lot of moving and shaking going on yesterday. That and NFL Tonight, all that more coming up in sports.
Coaches changing their wardrobes. put away those colors and move on to something something else, something different. Time for a little Christmas music. This is a group called Home Free.
Well, I walked to the window just in time to see your taillights fading in the snow. It seems that all she left behind was a note that said, I'm sorry, I must go. Did she really leave me here all alone this time of year?
Here we go.
I'm gonna save an arm and a leg this Christmas. I'm gonna have some money. Joy to the world, my baby's gone. My future never looks so bright. And truth be told, I can't recall the last time I enjoyed a silent night. Fire up the Yuletide log and pour me a bucket. I'm gonna save an arm and a leg this Christmas. I'm gonna have some money come New Year. Bells are ringing, choirs are singing, and my pockets are jingling. My baby left me full of cheer.
There you go. It's called Full of Cheer. That's Home Free. I didn't even know who they were. My wife found them last night on the internet, on her Facebook page.
They like a folk band?
Well, they're obviously a cappella, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And, that's...
The first thing that pops up when I Google them is they did a Ring of Fire
yes.
Cover.
Yes. Oh, that is a... Now, I'm going to tell you, it takes some cojones to decide if you want to cover Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Right.
And they do it. They do an outstanding job. Anyway, I kind of like a cappella, obvious reasons. Yeah. I mean, that's the instrument. They're standing right there on the stage.
That's crazy.
And they, of course, went to look. They're from up in Minnesota. And, they're one of those overnight sensations that started in 2001, okay? So they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
But they have pretty cute videos. They're pretty funny. And, and we found this one last night on their Christmas album.
I might mention that to some of our sister stations that play music if they want to play some Christmas songs.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll reference Tom Turbeville here. We've been doing the show for a while, and Tom lived in Bryan at the time, and he moved to a new home in Bryan, and it was over where the original Aerofit is, okay? Give you kind of an idea. Actually, he and Sokol, I think, lived on the same street, which is scary.
they talked about you, Bob.
And so Tom comes to work one day incredulous beyond belief, because he said, "Did you know that the train goes across Villa Maria?" He couldn't believe that. Well, of course, he never lived in West Bryan. It didn't matter to him before, but now it did. And, of course, times have changed. We have an overpass now. It was a long time ago when he talked about that. But I kind of have that feeling, because I had to leave town yesterday and come back in at about 5:45, and I was on University Drive at 5:45 headed east. Man, there's a lot of traffic out there sometimes.
Just a tad.
Yeah, and that happens to be the time. And I guess also, kids start leaving today, probably. Is that right? Or maybe some
of
them
left? I think today is another dead day. Yeah, the past couple of days have been dead days, but everybody's kind of wrapping up on finals.
So, but when I got to the intersection of University and Texas, that North Point crossing, that apartment complex right there,
yeah.
I mean, there are people actually trying to turn out on Texas Avenue out of that thing. Or on University. I mean, that's got to be impossible. We don't have a lot of traffic, and I don't complain about it because, we're not the big city. But, man, if you're trying to turn out of there onto Texas Avenue at 5:45 at night, I think that's pretty much impossible to do.
Well, it's like the kids are going to trade that for the urban style living that's within walking distance to Northgate and school.
Okay, you get that urban thing then, park the car and don't plan on using it. It's just, again, I'm just not in town that time of the day. And
hey, that's within walking distance to Northgate School and Fuego, so they're fine.
Everything is all right.
They've got all the essentials.
They just got to watch the lights and cross at the right time, right, if they do that. Okay. All right, so McDonald's announced yesterday they are cutting 8 items from their fast food chain menu starting in January. Conference call with investors. The company said they'll be cutting the number of extra value meals down from 11 from 16. Extra value meal, that means what? Is that the one where you get a drink and french fries with it?
It's like a dollar for each
item. Oh, the dollar thing.
I think that's what it
okay.
is. Okay. Yeah.
For instance, instead of 4 different quarter pounder meals, that must be something. You can't buy a quarter pounder for a dollar, right? These are the things, I guess, where you have the drink and the fries.
Yeah, that'd be like a combo. Yeah.
Right, okay. So instead of 4 different quarter pounder meals, there'll only be 1. At this point, the smaller menu being tested in 6 cities, and the big wigs at McDonald's say the drive-through wait times have already come down as a result of that. Oh, that's it. We're giving them too many choices on the menu. I thought they had a pre-menu. Don't they have a pre-menu for you to look at? That's what you're supposed
to
know.
Some places do. Some places don't. Mm-hmm. It just kind of use it.
Well, and I guess if you got a car full of people, too, right?
I always come prepared. I know exactly what I'm going to order.
Okay, but see, are you by yourself? If you've got 4 other people in the car with you or 3 other people, then, they got to make up their mind, and they may not be as efficient as you are, and thus that would probably have something to do with it.
If you're carpooling after a long night, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just shut up and order already.
Just go. Just find something on there that you like. It'll be just fine. It won't be any problem. All right, there's a lot of nonsense on Twitter. We know that. But they're still talking about music, apparently. Billboard.com says music is the most discussed topic on Twitter in 2014.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think so. Well, sports has to be really close.
I would think. Do you tweet?
But, yeah,
okay.
I tweet.
And so,
by the way, TaylorMade 6190, if you'd like to follow me.
Okay, there you are.
Throw that one out there.
But again, the people who follow you, is that what happens? You follow people on Twitter?
Yeah, all five of them, yeah.
Okay. No. So the people who follow you, though, they may be sports-centric as well, right? I mean, you don't talk much music,
and
right?
Yeah, usually the people that I follow. I follow some music. I really like Texas country.
Okay.
So I follow a lot of the artists there, like Kyle Park, Roger Krager, all those guys, Randy Rogers.
Charlie Robinson too old for you?
No, okay. I love Charlie.
Charlie's great. I really think so. Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, it's almost Friday. Tomorrow's Friday, I think. So
that's right.
All right, so what's up?
Hey, I think your compadre needs an Oscar. He is a great actor. Acting like he doesn't know what a value meal at McDonald's is.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Zach. Are you busted on that?
My waistline would tell you I know exactly what the value meal is. So, yeah, probably. Oh.
Anyway, well, you're in the demo. Well, no, we know that. Anyhow. But it says the most tweeted artist is Justin Bieber. Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
None of it good, probably.
Yeah. Most tweeted song is Happy. I guess I can see that from Pharrell Williams. And the most tweeted album is Beyonce's self-titled album, but the artist with the most followers is Katy Perry.
Okay. Katy, you know, did you see the thing that she did on game day? Again, I'm coming back to sports.
No, I did not. No, I have not.
She actually, I mean, it was fun. Like, normally you'll get people on there, you know, it's kind of awkward and they don't know how to act.
Right.
I mean, she was just crazy. She just went with it.
Well, that's cool. Well, that's, and again, I'm sure that that was on ESPN's game day.
Yeah, on the ESPN.
Well, again, if you walk in there, like you say, very idea that you come in there and just go with it, then that's fine. If you don't know sports, fine, but have a good time, and you get a chance to expand the tent there. She gets a
chance. She ain't bad to look at either.
And so she's kind of fun and quirky. Flight 623, Southwest Airlines, destined for Phoenix this week, made an emergency landing in Los Angeles with an extra passenger, a pregnant woman aboard the plane. Went into labor quickly after takeoff. Luckily, a nurse and a doctor were on board. And when the contractions hit, they delivered the newborn baby, and the pilot headed to Southern California.
Wow.
A rep at LAX said mom and the little one are doing just fine, while fellow passengers finally arrived in the desert after a 2.5-hour delay.
You know, we have a coworker that was born in an airport.
What? In an airport?
That's what she told me.
Is that right?
She was born in Trinidad in an airport.
Hospitals were full or just circumstances?
No, apparently it was just circumstances. Her mom was flying back to the States, and I guess she decided she didn't want to wait.
This is a good place right here. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. So, mom's an American?
I believe so. Yeah, I think she's a convert, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right. Well, yesterday we were going to do this and didn't. We got 10 gifts that are under $10 that don't look cheap. So, a little thing that may help you out a little bit. The Deluxe Amaryllis gift set. I have no idea what that is, but, you know, somebody does. Number 9 is the bath oils. Number 8, scented candles. Number 7, hydrating hand cream. These all seem a little female-centric.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A trifle bowl.
A trifle?
I don't know what that is. Insulated mug. Okay, that works. Cable knit slipper socks. Quick hair drying towel. Yoga pants. Fingerless gloves. Yeah, I think with the exception of the insulated mug, we're pretty much talking those would all be female-type gifts. Hey.
And they had to land the plane after the kid was born because the kid didn't have a ticket.
Yeah, probably right.
Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas countdown.
And yes, St. Nicholas was real. A kind and generous Catholic bishop who lived over 1,000 years ago in ancient Turkey. And each Christmas, he gave gifts to good little children. The Dutch brought his legends to America. They called him Sinterklaas, their way of saying St. Nicholas. The British heard it as Santa Claus, and from that, the legend began to take hold. But Santa wasn't really here to stay until a New York college professor wrote a certain Christmas poem for his children.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
And I'm Chip Davis of Manheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by LifeLock and LifeLock's Ultimate Plus. Peace of mind all year. Visit LifeLock.com.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation. Repair, fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net. High temperature today going to be, I guess, a little unseasonably warm. 66 will be the high. We do have a 30% chance of rain. Going to be kind of the stuff we've been having hit and miss as they pass through. 55 for a low tonight with a 20% chance of rain. 20% tomorrow, too. Cloudy skies and a high of 70. Then the sunshine returns on Saturday. 70 will be our high then. And then on Sunday, it's 70, but a 40% chance of rain during the day. 60% on Sunday night. And we start next week with a 20% chance of rain and a high of 65. Currently, southeasterly winds at about 93% relative humidity. We have 57.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The White House this week announced a new innovative plan. The 7 largest school districts in America will start offering an introductory computer science course to all of their students. Students in Hatschool or Middle School in New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, Las Vegas, Miami, Fort Lauderdale are going to learn computer sciences. In a video announcing the plan, Obama said, "While no one is born a computer scientist, becoming a computer scientist isn't as scary as it sounds. With hard work and a little math and a little science, anyone can do it." Well, how would he know? I mean, what makes him an expert? But the larger point is this. Back during the Clinton years, Democrats complained about the digital divide. They claimed the poor had no access to the information superhighway, unlike the rich. So the Democrats pushed to expand internet service to schools, and they tacked a tax onto everybody's phone bill. So here we are decades later, and 7 of our largest school systems are promising to start, I repeat, start, teaching their students about computer sciences. We spend billions upon billions of dollars on education. Michelle Obama spent untold dollars attempting to re-educate kids in the way they eat, and they throw away the food. And for all the Democrat talk about digital divide, schools in big cities, overwhelmingly run by Democrats, are still apparently in the digital dark ages. And bet on it, 10 years from now, nothing much will have changed.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A 20-year-old Texas A&M student is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after being struck by a car at the intersection of University Drive and College Main just after 2 this morning. Police closed the roadway for 2 hours to investigate the incident. Police did not say what led to the car, driven by 18-year-old Omar McCauley, also a student, to hit Vaishnavi Narasimhan. The accident remains under investigation. Bryan police are asking the public for information they may have in an armed robbery Tuesday night around 11. An Hispanic male in his early to mid-20s approached the 25-year-old victim in the I-Stop parking lot on College Main, demanded property, then shot him before fleeing in the victim's vehicle. The victim was taken to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The vehicle is a tan 2005 GMC single-cab pickup with shiny 20-inch rims. Those with information are asked to call the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or 775-TIPS. For the second time this week, Brazos County and Union Pacific officials will take public comment on the proposed closure of two railroad crossings off FM 2154 south of Welburn. UP manager Andrew Houdanish told Monday night's crowd a side rail south of Greens Prairie Trail to south of Wade Road is one of two scheduled for construction between Welburn and Milliken.
Today, are all 25 of them going to go in and out of that siding? No. In the future, will that grow? Yes, it will. You may be impacted instead of by three, you might be impacted by, say, seven in the whole day. You know, it's not as bad as it sounds.
UP won't close crossings at Wade and Straub Roads until a new crossing is built on a new extension of Greens Prairie Trail between Welburn and IGN Roads, which would be built when the county acquired the land. Houdanish expects the start of construction on the side rail will be delayed.
Originally, our goal was to let the project to begin work in May or June of 2015. Okay, that's still my target date, but at this point, we're behind on the engineering because we're having to start over. We don't have the land acquired. They don't have their land acquired. So, yes, most likely we would have to push the project back.
This evening's second public hearing starts at 5 in the County Commission meeting room. Capping tuition and fees at state universities, then limiting future increases to the rate of inflation will be considered by the legislature next year. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who filed the proposal, also says state lawmakers have to also discuss increasing the state's share of paying tuition, which hasn't changed since 2003.
We as a state need to take a hard look at our portion that we're contributing. I believe that that is an issue that does need to be addressed in conjunction with the designated tuition side of this.
Schwertner says designated tuition, which is what the Board of Regents charge, has risen over the last 11 years statewide by a collective 222%, while the rate of inflation was 27%.
We do have a problem with certain schools in our systems throughout the state having significantly bloated operating budgets. And that is one aspect that then engenders higher tuition and fees, which then causes students to take out ever-increasing student loans.
Schwertner says fiscally conservatively responsible institutions like Texas A&M will be able to continue to succeed on their current business model. The senator also filed a proposal waiving sales taxes on college textbooks at designated times at the start of each semester. A week from tonight, the College Station City Council will receive staff ideas on what should be included in a bond issue next year. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman says that includes major purchases to improve driving around town.
We are working to implement what we call the ITS Master Plan, which is an Intelligent Transportation System Master Plan. And again, this kind of goes back to our whole asset management approach to public works and understanding what we have in the field to give us some ability to make controls and adjustments from the office if there's an accident, if there's a big sporting event, like maybe a couple Saturdays in the fall.
Staff ideas are part of what will be presented to a community-based committee that will make recommendations to the City Council for final consideration. A wet November around Texas has eased what has been the state's longest drought since the 1950s. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M, speaking at the annual conference of the Texas Plant Protection Association in Bryan, says forecasting the timing of future droughts is not easy.
And we're trying to forecast these long-term patterns in the Pacific and the Atlantic using sort of the same basic techniques you do with weather forecasting. Part of the problem is it's a lot harder to get observations through the depth of the ocean compared to the depth of the atmosphere. You can send up a weather balloon and take measurements, but you really can't wander around the ocean dropping lead sinkers.
One third of Texas remains in a drought, and Dr. Nielsen Gammon says much of that area will have the situation for a very long time. Political posturing continues as Congress prepares to vote on federal funding. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan complimented the president for focusing attention on his executive orders about immigration.
The quicker that we can find a way to stop the amnesty program and officially stop it, which is going to be in next year's funding bill, is better for us than to spend all our time going down this rabbit trail, because it's keeping us from doing the big things that Americans elected us to do.
While some conservatives are unhappy the budget bill delays the challenge on immigration, some liberals are demanding removal of two things: a provision that would sharply hike limits on donations to political parties and changes to the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial regulations. WTAW News Time approaching 7:37. It's 56 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. My T felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about Wounded Warrior Project. I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again.
Many of our warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Aggie fans, Slavacek Sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek Sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
In the spirit of giving back to the Brazos Valley during the Christmas season, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski is again partnering with Bryan Super Walmart to give away 100 new bicycles for the 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids. If you're a family in need or you know a child in need, nominate them to receive a new bike for Christmas. To do this, go to ParadowskiLaw.com and download the application and follow the mailing instructions to the law offices of Jeff Paradowski. All submissions must be received by Friday, December 12th to be eligible. The 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids, our way of giving thanks and giving back.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Moisture will continue to slide up over the region today, resulting in lots of clouds, scattered showers. Highs today 60 to 65. A few showers are possible tonight as well. Lows 50 to 55. We do start to dry out during the day tomorrow. It'll become partly sunny with highs near 70. The outlook for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. Saturday, we'll see lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they're going to be up near 70 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking about a couple of Aggie players, Texas A&M women's basketball's Courtney Walker and Texas A&M women's soccer's Shay Groom. Both of those players are up for awards. Hopefully they'll be able to get them. I'll tell you which awards those are. College hoops and NBA hoops last night. And the hot stove for baseball continues to get hotter. This just in, the LA Dodgers have sent Matt Kemp to San Diego. So any baseball fans out there that keep up with everything going out there on the West Coast, that's a big trade. So all that more coming up in sports.
There you go. So did we have the story about LeBron James wearing the Johnny Manziel T-shirt?
No, I didn't see that. It doesn't surprise me, but I didn't see it.
Now, so you understand, I mean, it's not just Kismet. The deal is that Manziel is signed with his promotions company, right?
Same one that Jay-Z owns.
Yeah, brand building kind of stuff. All right, so LeBron James is supporting the Browns' move to Manziel, the story says. During his post-game interview after Tuesday's victory over the Toronto Raptors, he replaced his I Can't Breathe T-shirt from Monday's game in Brooklyn to one reading, Money Manziel. You know I know timing, said Mr. James. So,
did you see Johnny's cake for his birthday?
I did not.
Apparently it was a couple of several thousand dollars.
Really?
It was basically a money cake.
Uh-huh.
Like a money bag looking cake. Almost like something Scrooge the Duck would.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Would order for himself. Apparently it was $600. I apologize. Okay. $1,000.
That whatever, you know.
45-pound cake, by the way.
Jeez. Look, the bottom line is, and of course he was fantastic to watch here, but they gotta see if he can actually run this team. That's what they got to decide, because the other quarterback, Hoyer, is that his name?
Yeah, Brian Hoyer.
Horrible.
Well, he's put in kind of a sticky situation. He's going up against the first-place team.
Yeah.
And personally, I think they, even for the Browns' perspective, I understand why they wanted to stick with Hoyer, and he's a veteran, and you know, they wanted to keep, you know, him, I guess, at the reins just to see if he could take them there. But, you know, they drafted Manziel in the first round, so I think he's their quarterback of the future, at least for right now.
Yeah, and you know what? If he doesn't do it, they're going to draft another one in the next round.
How the Browns do.
It says here, this is the 22nd quarterback to start since 1999.
Yep.
22 quarterbacks? Wow.
Yep.
Okay, we play different kinds of Christmas music here, sometimes humorous, sometimes just downright weird, okay? You ready for heavy metal music for Christmas? I mean,
this is more my speed.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's Little Drummer Boy.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what it was.
Okay, now, is that weird?
That's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it
could be better.
Let me take it to another level. That's Christopher Lee. Sir Christopher Lee.
That's right. I forgot he came out with that.
That's it. This is, he's 92 years old. Last year, he had a song called Jingle Hell. They got to number 18 on the Billboard chart, making him the oldest charted artist in history.
You'll remember him as Saruman.
He's done so. I mean,
and he's been a lot of stuff.
Count Dooku. 300 movies. I mean, younger people know him as Lord of the Rings and Hobbit, and even Star Wars. But he was doing stuff. He and Vincent Price were the stars of horror movies time ago. So there you go. He's doing heavy metal music.
Hey, good for him, though.
Oh, I think it's great. And again, he's knighted. I mean, he can do anything he wants. Right?
Pretty much.
All right, public restrooms are germier than the one at your home? Nope, not really. According to a new study from the University of Chicago, researchers tracking bacteria and viruses in four public restrooms, and most of them came from human skin and outdoor environments. The kind of illness-causing bacteria that you're going to find there is really made up of 15% of the restroom's total bacterial population compared to your own at home, which could be dirtier than that. So.
You know, we had a science project in high school with biology class, mm-hmm. and we went around with like a Petri dish and stuff. The nastiest things, basketballs.
Oh, is that
right? Well, they never get washed.
Yeah.
And people are out there sweating and dribbling them all the time.
That's a good point. How do you clean a basketball? I'm not sure how that's done.
Yeah. Wet wipe.
Sounds to me like there could be an opportunity there, a basketball washing machine. All right, for the for the third straight year, the most common name for both dogs and cats. You guys got any idea?
Fido.
Spot.
No, see, dogs and cats. Hello.
What? Being called the Shell Station.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
When was the last time we stopped to tinkle here at the Shell Station?
Okay.
I wonder if they're
which one?
I wonder if they're so clean because everyone's afraid to use them.
It could be. Yeah, it could be.
No, the most popular name for a dog and a cat. Third straight year, according to veterinary pet insurance company, is Bella.
Really?
Yeah, Bella.
Okay.
I'm not sure why. Anyway, what they did is they checked out 500,000 insured pets of all kinds, dogs, cats, exotic pets as well. So here we go. Here are your top seven for dogs. Number seven is Daisy. Number six is Charlie. Number five is Molly. Then there's Lucy, Max, and Bailey. And then Bella's number one. Fido was not on here.
Well,
as far as cats, I'll just give you three. no, we'll give you seven. Lily is number seven. Charlie is number six. Lucy is number five. Oliver is number four. Number three is Chloe. Number two is Max. Number one is Bella. It doesn't matter.
A bunch of them, yeah, same.
You say their name and they don't come anyway. So,
well, up in East Texas, we were real original with ours. We went with Mama Kitty and Baby Kitty.
There, I'd say that'd work. Yeah, that pretty well takes care of it right there. I don't think you have to do anything really too fancy. Nope. Reindeer population declining worldwide.
Really?
Reindeer population, yeah. Fewer reindeer. There will be fewer reindeer. That won't really ruin Christmas, only if they disappear. Researchers in China have ID'd multiple reasons for the decline, at least in the Asian Arctic regions. Climate change, shrinking their habitats, of course. Herders and breeders are removing the reindeer from their natural environments and bringing them closer to the tourist areas. Oh, it's our fault. They want to bring them in so kids can see what a reindeer looks like. They also are being poached by hunters for their antlers and hunted by predators like bears and wolves. Well, that goes on all the time, the predator. Discovery News says that researchers hope to update the reindeer status to an endangered species like the Red List. The International Union for Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources, reindeer currently listed as being of least concern for the international recognized conservation group. So,
well,
raising awareness of reindeer.
Santa might have something to say about that.
Hey, as long as you can make it to the pros, right? Make it to the bigs right. As a reindeer, then you're in good shape.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Parents, are you making moments with your children? Well, think of it as investing in your child's life now in a way that could pay off down the road, especially when your relationship hits a rough patch. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Making moments accomplishes a number of things. They're memories to cherish. They're teaching opportunities. They can even be fun. But most importantly, they act as a tether of love between you and your child. You might ask how. Well, relationships can be fragile. As teenagers reach for more and more independence, it can cause friction with their parents. I know, I have a teenager. Some teens may even rebel and pull away from their family entirely. The moments created throughout a child's life are what keep parents and their kids connected, even when the relationship is in crisis. The idea is that as a wayward son or daughter grows older and matures, they'll reflect back on the moments you've created together. And as they do, hopefully their heart will soften and they'll become more willing to reconnect with you. That won't immediately heal whatever conflict stands between you, though. That'll still have to be resolved at some point, but it opens the door for the broken parts of your relationship to be mended. So don't overlook the importance of making moments with your child now. Even if it's just a slim thread, the tether of love could become a lifeline your child will follow back to you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Going back to the My Bags and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com. 859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M women's basketball player Courtney Walker has been named to the Naismith Trophy Top 50 watch list by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club. She's already been added to the Wade Trophy watch list and the Wooden Award Top 30 for this year. Walker has helped push the number 4 Aggies to a 10-0 record so far this season, averaging 16 points per game. She was an AP All-American last year and was selected to several preseason All-America teams this season. Walker and the Aggies, the women will be in action on Saturday. They're going to be hosting Houston at 1 o'clock. That's part of a doubleheader of Aggie hoops. The men will be back on the court at 4 o'clock to host Youngstown State. Broadcast for the women will be on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, and broadcast for the men will be right here on WTAW. Now, while we're on the subject of awards, Texas A&M All-American soccer player Jay Groom is one of 4 nominees for this year's Honda Sports Award. The senior midfielder helped lead the Aggs to their first ever College Cup appearance, received All-America First Team, and was named 2014 SEC Offensive Player of the Year. She finishes her Aggie career ranked 6th all-time program history with 41 career goals and 107 career points. No upsets last night in college basketball. Top-ranked Kentucky erased a 2-point halftime deficit to take care of Columbia 56-46. Fifth-ranked Wisconsin blew out Milwaukee 93-54, and number 9 Gonzaga blasted Washington State 81-66. 10th-ranked Kansas and 12th-ranked Ohio State got wins over Georgetown and High Point, respectively. In the pro game, all 3 Lone Star teams were in action last night. Up in Big D, the Mavericks were hosting Anthony Davis in the New Orleans Pelicans.
Dirk wanting it off the left of the lane against Ryan Anderson. Inside pivot, jab step, second jab step. Challenged by Anderson, didn't matter. Hit it anyway.
Dirk Nowitzki, Chandler Parsons, and Devin Harris each scored 20 points, and Monte Ellis added 26 as the Mavs rallying past the Pelicans 112-107. The win improves Dallas's record to 17-7 on the season. Down in San Antonio, the shorthanded Spurs blew out the New York Knicks 109-95. Marco Bellinelli scored a season-high 22 points for San Antonio, which played without Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Kawhi Leonard. Coach Greg Popovich said that with his stars out, it gave some other guys a chance to step up.
I thought they did a fine job. I haven't been this pleased in a while. I just saw a lot of guys who hadn't played much, played a fundamental game and executed well. You know, they're going to try hard. I mean, guys that haven't played are going to try hard. So that's not that big a deal. But their execution was really good.
Pop and the gang are now 16-6 on the year. Kind of sounds like a kids' TV series. And out on the West Coast, the injury-depleted Houston Rockets were stuck taking on the hottest team in basketball, the Golden State Warriors.
Warriors want to get early offense. Andre to Thompson. Open, doesn't fire, now does. It's good, it's a three!
Despite 34 points and 8 rebounds from James Harden, the Rockets still came up short 105-93 as Golden State improved its win streak to 14 games. Houston will look to improve on its 16-5 record when the Rockets visit Sacramento tonight at 9:30. The NFL has a new personal conduct policy. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the changes from the owners' meeting in Irving, Texas yesterday. Goodell says that the new policy will help crack down on some of the problems that have plagued the NFL this year.
This is the product of consultation with more than 150 experts on domestic violence, sexual assault, and violent crime. The policy is comprehensive, it is strong, it is tough, and it is better for everyone associated with the NFL.
Under the new policy, a special counsel for investigations and conduct will oversee initial discipline. The commissioner also may appoint a panel of independent experts to participate in deciding an appeal. And sticking with the NFL, tonight's game pits two NFC West teams still in the playoff hunt. The 10-3 Arizona Cardinals head to the Midwest to take on the 6-7 St. Louis Rams. Kickoff is at 7:25 with broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Bad news for Wisconsin fans. The Badgers lost their football coach and best player yesterday. Coach Gary Anderson departed for Oregon State, and Heisman Trophy finalist and running back Melvin Gordon officially announced he will be skipping his senior year to enter the NFL draft. He'll still play in the bowl game against Auburn, though. In some other college football news, Arizona linebacker Scooby Wright takes home this year's Lombardi Award as the nation's best lineman, and UNLV has hired Bishop Gorman High School coach Tony Sanchez to be their new head man. The LA Dodgers and baseball are wheeling and dealing this offseason. They've already shipped second baseman D. Gordon and righty Dan Heron to Miami in a 7-player deal, signed second baseman Howie Kendrick from the Angels, and have now traded slugger Matt Kemp to San Diego. Meanwhile, the Houston Astros have reportedly agreed to a 3-year, $18.5 million deal with reliever Luke Gregerson, as well as a $12.5 million 2-year contract with all-star hurler Pat Neshek. And by the way, a side note, a Dunn goofed on Texas A&M women's basketball. They will tip off at 1:30 on Saturday. So 1:30 against the University of Houston. Broadcast will be on the Zone. And that's been your morning sports update on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or, if you want a complete American Lube Center same day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Centers. Family. Merry Christmas.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well.